The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
You have the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth. Yet there's that upturned chin and the grin of impetuous youth. I believe in you. I believe in you. I hear the sound of good solid judgment whenever you talk. Yet there's a bold, grave spring of the tiger that quickens your walk. I believe in you. I believe in you.
I believe in you, baby. 6 minutes after 7 o'clock, 7:06 on AM 970, The Answer, with Joe Piscopo and Frankie Five Burrows Morano and Big Al Gattulo. Brandy is in. Brandy Scott is in for Debbie Duhaime, and you are here at 877-970-2999. I will go to those phone calls momentarily, I promise you. There's a lot to get into. We have some great guests this morning. Ken Cuccinelli is with us, former Attorney General of Virginia and the president of the Senate Conservatives Fund. Thomas Mungier is the president of the New York State Troopers Police Benevolent Association. We always appreciate law enforcement, and we bring Mr. Mungier onto the airwaves proudly. Congressman Peter King is going to join us, Corey Lewandowski, and Dr. Sebastian Gorka, who is now on Salem at 3 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer. That is huge that Dr. Gorka is now in the Salem lineup. Very, very excited about that and very appreciative that Dr. Gorka will take time to join us in the 9 o'clock hour, as we hope you will. We're going all morning long. We ain't stopping now. It's a sad morning. I want to just acknowledge the FDNY, who we lost last night. This is just tough to report. And, you know, you don't want to start the morning in a negative fashion, but our hearts go out to the Pollard family. 30 years old. This is a young firefighter. He, about 10 p.m. last night, Mr. Pollard, he was called to the scene of a two-car accident in the westbound lane of the Belt Parkway on the Mill Basin Bridge, just east of Flatbush Avenue, according to Commissioner Nigro. The New York City Fire Commissioner, Mr. Pollard, arrived on the eastbound lane, eastbound span of the parkway, which is separated from the westbound span by a 2 to 3 foot gap, and he fell in between that gap, fell 50 feet, and our hearts go out to FDNY, to Commissioner Nigro and his team, but particularly to the Pollard family. You know, it's the whole, comes from a firefighter's family, and this is just, and I know the Siller Foundation right now, my buddy Frank Siller, everybody is stepping up to help the FDNY, but my goodness gracious, he had been with the New York Fire Department for less than 2 years, was a probationary or rookie firefighter, and a probationary fighter is a new member who was still proving his fitness for the job. His father and brother were both New York firefighters. Hearts out to the Pollard family, and thank you for allowing me just to do that. Because also this, you know, I don't know what's going on with the attack on law enforcement, and our buddy Sergeant Joe Imperatrice put on Blue Lives Matter. This a police officer killed in Provo, Utah. Boom. It seems like every day. Am I right or wrong? Is this me? It's like Joseph Shimmers, a Provo police officer from Utah, goes in. He's going after a fugitive. Fugitive fires back, killed in action, this police officer. There's an assault on law enforcement. What do we do? How do you fix that? And why does it keep happening? Like, where do these criminals lately get the audacity? Rather than, no one just wants to listen to law enforcement, just say, hands up, you know, when a cop pulls someone over, he takes his life into his or her life into their hands, don't they? You know, domestic violence calls are now, you're putting your life on the line. So thank you. Thank you to the law enforcement, to the NYPD, to the New York State Troopers, to the New Jersey State Troopers, and all law enforcement. My goodness gracious, it's getting tougher than ever. 877-970-2999. Frankie's here. Al's here. Let me grab the calls because you're kind enough to call. Ralph is a longtime listener, and I know he's fired up, and I just wanted to get him in the air. We're going to get to the guys, and then...
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call, and Happy New Year, Joe.
Happy New Year,
and,
Ralph.
I did listen to Frank Sinatra's things about I believe in you, and that could have been, you know, what we would describe President Trump as being civil. President Trump lived in this country. President Trump loved this country. He never gave up. He never gave in. He gave it all that he got to, you know, keep this fight going, and it is a good... I'm fighting the good fight, okay? Far as, you know, Nancy Pelosi and Carl Schumer is concerned, and I told Mr. Frankie over the weekend,
sure,
they are either, in my opinion, useless has outlived their usefulness, and really it's time for them to go. It's a sad day in America also, Joe, and let's not be amazed about the, you know, the seven-year-old child that was gunned down over in Texas.
Okay? Yeah, thank you.
And, you know, the whole situation about the white man being put out as the boogeyman, there is a forethought, in my opinion, and a malicious forethought out of putting that out. And it was a case of mistaken identity to put out the profile of the white man as the person of interest. When it turns out it's a Mr. Black, how ironic can things turn out?
Yeah, don't, yeah, Ralph.
Mr. Eric Black. My goodness.
I know.
There you go.
You're right on the money. I'm so glad you brought that up, Ralph. Thanks so much. And I understood most of that. Thank you very much. I really understood most of that. First of all, what Ralph was talking about is what I talked about earlier, is that I feel, you know, when Frankie and I, we saw Donald Trump going in to the campaign a couple of years ago, I'm thinking, Donald Trump, well, that would be wild. I'm thinking, this would be turning it upside down. This is going to be great. I didn't care if he was a Republican, a Democrat, independent. We were going to vote for Donald Trump because we knew he was smart. We knew him from being in New York. We just thought it needs to be really upset down there in Washington, D.C. So we vote for Donald Trump. Millions, tens of millions voted for Donald J. Trump. They didn't vote for the Republican Party. More people voted for Donald. If anybody else other than Donald J. Trump, this is not a pro-Trump speech, by the way. So stop it. Just stop it. Stop being like that and just being so afraid of the Trump name. This is an objective overview of who's the president, and that's Donald J. Trump. And the fact that he's there, if anybody else in that primary, in the Republican primary, won, anybody else, whether it was Governor Christie or whether it was certainly, you know, Jeb Bush started coming in or whoever, Ted Cruz, they would never, ever, not in a million years, beat Hillary Clinton. They could not, they wouldn't have won. So now Donald Trump gets in, and then we're going like, wow, this is great. This is going to be crazy. And it is. It's just what I think the country needs. Meantime, Donald Trump, reaches out to the Republicans. He puts Reince Priebus up there as right into the administration. He reaches out. He goes and he campaigns. For who? All the Republicans. The Republicans never had anybody like this. Never. And then he passes all this legislation. He goes out. He toughens the military. I want these tax cuts. He brings the economy to where we never thought we would get. And then what happens when the two important things that they campaign on, healthcare, killing Obamacare, right, and comprehensive immigration reform, the president goes there and the Republicans ran for the hills. They never stepped up for this president. I'm telling you, they had 2 years to do it. It was in the palm of their hands, and they never did it. You could have come up with something. Oh, don't go. The president, they have to hardline it, you know. President Trump, you can't do this, you can't do that. Don't cave. They kept using that word. Don't cave, Mr. President. You know what? It's a government. It's the United States government. You got to work with everybody. And the president, I think if he didn't, he's now being respectful to the party. I wish the party was respectful to him. That's all I'm saying. And then this, last week, when they go in, they could have done a nuclear option. They could have done a nuclear option on, quote-unquote, the wall. Nuke it. Do the nuclear option. Build the wall. boom, right in your face, because the Democrats aren't going to compromise. They're not going to listen. They're not going to work with us. Anything that's good for the country, the Democrats are not going to worry. It's all about gaining votes. It's all about bringing in illegals so they could all vote. You know what the story is. There's nothing humanitarian about it. It's very clinical, by the way. And, you know, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, you dislike them. You disagree with them. They are political animals. They know exactly what they're doing. They are very, very savvy and very, very smart. It's nothing from the heart, nothing from the hip. They are calculated and very smart and very formidable. And they are doing anything they can to take this president down. They could care less about the goodness and the well-being and the sovereignty of the United States of America. But I'm disappointed in the Republican. We didn't vote for the Republicans. I voted for Donald J. Trump, man. I voted for President Trump to do what he's doing. And the Republicans really got in his way, in my opinion. And you can call and tell me otherwise. 877-970-2999. Nuke it. Build the wall. Do the nuclear option. Or before that, work out something in the Senate. Rather than just saying, oh, it's the Democrats, oh, it's John McCain, they're blaming everything else. They just never got it. But what was the campaign? Repeal and replace Obamacare to cheers, right? Repeal and replace. Immigration reform, the wall. And then the president goes, all right, let's deal with the Dreamers last year. Remember that? I said, not a bad idea. Okay, oh, the far right? Oh, you can't cave, Mr. President. You can't cave. You're caving now. No, we're working a deal out, a logical deal that settles this immigration problem. Please, please. And now we're at such a standstill because the president can't back down because he is playing to a base, his certain quote-unquote base. And now Pelosi and Schumer see this as their chance to stand up against the great Donald J. Trump. Oh, this is our opportunity. Oh, what a mess. It's like children. It's like children. And I'm disappointed that Mitch McConnell didn't direct the Senate just to do a nuclear option and to just get the wall built. Just go in there. They were afraid to do it because it'll come back to haunt them. It's inexcusable. You know what? Stand up for the guy that got you. Where, you know, what does Jerry Crowley always say, Frankie? You know, you got to stay with whoever took you to the party.
Exactly,
and,
right.
And they should just be more loyal to the president. That's what I'm saying. Let me go to Big Julie before we go to the guys. Big Julie! I love bringing a guy named Big Julie on the radio.
How the hell are you? How's everything? And Happy New Year. Listen, on the wall thing, Joe, I'll make it quick.
Why don't you start? Yeah, go ahead.
Everybody seems to have forgotten about 9/11. Did we all forget about 9/11?
Yeah.
It really happened. Donald Trump was from New York. He's seen it. He smelled it. A lot of us lost people. And thank God that we have a man with his political manner at this time to take care of all the slackies over there in the White House and clean them up. All I can say is stand tall and build the wall, Joe.
Yeah. Yep. I hear you, Big Julie. Thank you. Thank you for your call. It's so true. If you look at what Thomas Kane did, former Governor Tom Kane did when he was on the commission of 9/11, after 9/11, we never implemented anything. We never implemented virtually anything that they suggested. And that's exactly right. But the only criticism I have about the wall is there's so many ports that are that come in on the East Coast, on the West Coast, people coming into airplanes, but people are coming into planes and landing, and they're coming in on visas, and they're coming in. That's a little sketchy. You got to clean that up as well. But down the southern border, the gangs are coming in, and it's rampant down there, and the drugs are coming in. How do you? And then if there's an illegal alien, can I say that? Is that politically correct to say? Can I say illegal alien? If there's an illegal alien that comes in, kills a young cop, a 31-year-old cop from California, and then Nancy Pelosi goes to Hawaii. Could you ever do that? Could you ever get elected? And then someone in your state gets killed, viciously killed. But someone who put their life on the line, someone who was a legal immigrant and who dreamed about coming to America, and I'm going to be a police officer, and I'm going to be an American, and he's a young father, and then he gets killed. You're going to go to Hawaii? You're going to go to Hawaii? And then you're going to criticize? And Jerry Brown, the guy, just the governor just left, Governor Moonbeam, he actually put out something this morning. Oh, it has nothing to do with it. This sanctuary state has nothing to do with why this officer was killed. Are you kidding me? How dumb do they think we are? Don't answer that question. Joe on the radio with Frank and Al. Frankie, good morning to you. 19 minutes after 7 o'clock. Ken Cuccinelli is going to join us momentarily. Frankie, all good with you? Good
busy great.
Weekend. Always a busy weekend.
Surviving the government shutdown, okay. And I'm glad you are too.
Yeah, really, really. And Al's, let's try. We're going to get into it a little bit later. We'll address it. We got guests and we got news, but Al's going to get himself in trouble. We worry about Albert. We worry about him, you know.
Nothing to worry about.
And the question about. I always put forth on the airwaves before we go to break here is, can you have a platonic friend?
Yes.
Is a platonic relationship between a man and a woman safe?
According to Mike Pence, no, the vice president. But
I happen to agree with Mike Pence. I'll tell you that right now.
Honestly, Joe, there's nothing wrong with a platonic friendship. Driving to another city to have dinner with a woman when it's just the two of you.
So when are you supposed to get together? When are you supposed to get together?
Lunch, coffee.
She's working during the day.
Okay. Is she?
Yeah, she works.
Is she married to Al? Just
yes, she is. Married to grandmother.
And this is on Friday? This is on Thursday. Thursday. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Thursday. 5 o'clock. Dinner. And
it's not that Frank and I have ever made mistakes in this regard. Let me just tell you right now. But we've been there, buddy, and we know where you're going.
You don't know. I'm going to Red Bank to have dinner.
Okay. Just you and your platonic friend.
Yes.
All right. Can you have a platonic friend between a man and a woman? Is that possible?
Yes, you can.
All right.
But Al's doing whatever he can to destroy that notion.
That's not true. Thank you, Frank.
We'll stay. This is the drama I'm going to be locked into all morning. Piscopo in the morning, 7:21 right now. Ken Cuccinelli is going to join us momentarily. Brandi Scott is in for Debbie Duhaime right here on AM 970. The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning, guys. Cross Allen on the northbound side. Watch out for an accident just before Hempstead Turnpike. That's got you solid once you exit off of the Southern State, making your way there. Another hit on the northbound side of the Cross Island over by the Grand Central has the left lane blocked. Northbound Van Wyck, that's solid. Rockaway Boulevard through to Main Street. Southbound, you've got no access to Northern Boulevard. That's because of that gas main break and construction accident last week. BQE westbound, one lane out after the Kosciuszko Bridge, not moving much from Queens Boulevard. Eastbound, also very slow getting into that area. 78 eastbound, you want to watch out for an accident there right by Elizabeth Ave. That's causing a couple of mile of backup as you approach exit 56. You're jammed from around the Garden State Parkway in the local lanes. Hudson River crossings, 25 to 30 minutes across the board. Alternate side in effect. And path trains irregular because of equipment issues. This report is sponsored by the TJ Martell Foundation. The TJ Martell Foundation, music's promise for a cure. Learn more at tjmartell.org. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Burlington Coat Factory. Ready, set, sweat. Your Burlington store is loaded with the latest workout gear for less, like windbreakers, performance tops, sports bras and leggings in every size. Plus, save big on sneakers, wireless headphones, tees, supplements, and more. Burlington, style for everyone.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here on One-on-One. Whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway, we've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No.
That's a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
From the Fox Business Network, the phone that is failing Apple might not be its priciest device. The Wall Street Journal says iPhone's new, more affordable 10R is falling short of predicted sales. Even its reduced price is being perceived as too expensive in China because competitors are offering similar features for less. Apple has started offering discounts on the 10R in China for customers with a phone trade-in. Former Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn is said to be prepared to vigorously defend himself in a Japanese court Tuesday. Reports in France say Ghosn refused to sign a confession in return for being released from custody. Ghosn is charged with financial misconduct. On Friday, the Dow was up 746, the Nasdaq gained 275, and the S&P was up 84. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
I don't think I'm unlike most people who kind of hit that mid-afternoon wall. I have energy slumps, but thankfully the father-son team of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, have done for low energy what Relief Factor has done for all of us who struggle with pain. This is called Relief Factor Energy. It's real simple. It's a great brand. All I can say is it's stunningly amazing. It works. It's 100% drug-free. It's a blend of nutrients designed to improve performance, making you more alert when you need it the most, without all the empty sugar and calories of tons of cups of coffee, no jitters from those expensive energy drinks, and the best part, costs a fraction of all the other options. It's as little as 66 cents a dose. It's a two-capsule dose. I keep a bottle at home. I always travel with a bottle, have one in the car. If you struggle with low energy and you need a little boost now and then, go to ReliefFactorEnergy.com, ReliefFactorEnergy.com, or give them a call, 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384, Relief Factor Energy. You'll love it.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio, 726 on AM 970, The Answer. If you're tired of dealing with dummies, we invite you to go to Route 22 Toyota. They have no hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, no wasting time dealing with dummies. And now you got 5 minutes. I'm going to give you a past seven tidy, all right? You got 5 minutes, first five callers, next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949. You know, we haven't told you about this in a while. Now's your chance to get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and free filter from Route 22 Toyota. 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded. But if you call 855-621-9949 and you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, 726 now will give you right past 730. You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. You could talk to Alex Kinsella over there at Route 22 Toyota and get 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. Iggy is over there. Iggy Giuffre, great guy, man. He's got a great team, Carmelo and Johnny and Chris and Wendy. This is a great team. It's a family, like I always tell you, at Route 22 Toyota. You want to check out the state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey, and check out the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey at Route 22 Toyota. Now, first five callers, next 5 minutes, free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota, located on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
727 with Joe Piscopo on the radio with Frank Morano and Al Gattulo, Ken Cuccinelli. Not enough Italians in this morning, I understand. But Ken is the former Attorney General of Virginia and the president of the Senate Conservatives Fund. Ken, welcome back to the show, man. Happy New Year to you.
Joe, happy New Year to you, too. And you just can't get enough Italians. So I'm happy to help fill that gap.
I know our general manager, Mr. Crowley, always goes, "What's with this Italian thing?" I go, "Boss, you got to live it to know it, man." So we appreciate you joining us. You know,
hey, Ken, Moonstruck.
Yeah. Oh man, one of the great films. Ken, you know, we see this vulgar freshman congresswoman saying that they're going to impeach the president. In the most, I have no words. The way what she said, she's on camera. No one goes after her for that. Number one, number two, and this is the question I have for you, sir. Do you think impeachment is a real possibility?
Well, certainly, the Democrats making a run at impeachment is a real possibility. Do I actually think they can get the votes for it? No, I don't. I think it may really cause the Democrats a lot of division amongst themselves. A lot of them are going to remember what a troublesome undertaking that was for the Republicans with Bill Clinton 20 years ago. And there you had a president who lied under oath, who actually committed perjury while president. you know, what are they actually going to try to impeach this president for? They don't really know. What they're trying to do is undo an election. And that just isn't going to hold up, even among Democrats. And you point out to the incredible behavior of this freshman Democrat. One of the things I've been saying is that Americans really don't realize what the Democrat Party has turned into. And it is radical left. They've gone from Menshevik to Bolshevik. I mean, they're all the way out there. And you're going to start seeing it not just in the behavior, like the we're going to impeach the bleep on camera, but you're going to start to see it in the substantive legislation. We've already seen the first shot of it with the PAYGO rule in the House of Representatives. This is a rule that says that you have to pay for programs. If you want to do something new, you've got to reduce something else. And the extreme socialists in their party object to that rule. They object to having to account for the cost of things. That's a pretty basic thing in your family budget. It's a pretty basic thing in your business budget. And yet it's a controversial subject in the Democrat Party. And so we're going to see more of that come out. And I think the American people are going to learn just how crazy the left has become.
And what should we make of the fact that this Mueller grand jury has been extended for 6 additional months? What's going on here, man?
Yeah, I wouldn't make too much of that. I mean, I've been an attorney general, and, you know, you never, frankly, feel all that pressured by the deadline because you know the court's going to let you extend like that. I wouldn't read significance into it. It'd be nice if it was over. And I think we're near the end, given the witness stream we saw at the end of 2018 and so forth. I think we're near the end, but Mueller doesn't want to be rushed, so he got the extension. I don't think you're going to see a lot of else. Certainly you're not going to see the president indicted or anything. I mean, the one thing we've seen more or less proven is that there was no collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia.
Yeah, they keep talking about the Democrats keep saying, "Oh, this so many indictments, so many indictments." It's when you say witch hunt, and I think the president is being kind when he uses the word witch hunt. It, nothing to do with collusion. They're taking down General Flynn. They're taking down Paul Manafort. And now
none of it having anything to do with collusion. Joe.
You and I are sitting here going, "What? I'm so confused." Do you think, by the way, they'll go after our friend Roger Stone? Should he be worried? Do you think?
You know, Roger Stone is so out on a limb, it's hard for me to really tell. I mean, WikiLeaks was, he seems to have had some interaction there, or may have, and WikiLeaks was looking to post classified documents. So if he was in on any of that, that is a potential liability point for him. So,
yeah, well, he denies it on the show. He comes on the show regularly. I was just curious to see where they're going to go next. It's 6 months. Now, 6 more months of this. My goodness gracious. Hey, and also, to your point, Ken Cuccinelli, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on 60 Minutes talking about using, you know, she didn't use foul language, but when you listen to her chat, and God bless her, you know what, she at least believes, you know, it's not like I never thought Hillary Clinton, Ken, really had it in her heart, you know, to be a progressive socialist.
Right. Hillary Clinton believed in Hillary Clinton.
You know, and no disrespect to Mrs. Clinton. I don't hate her. But, you know, there was at least Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez seems to be obsessed with this progressive socialist vision. And God bless her and Bernie Sanders for having that. But 70% taxes now she's talking about. And then she says, you shouldn't. Did you hear that where she said, and listen, she's invited on the show anytime. I got to tell you, we try to be objective here, sir. But when she goes, oh, you shouldn't listen about the substance of what I'm saying. It's just the more of the feeling that I'm saying. I mean, where are we going with these progressives in this country, Ken?
Yeah, well, I've never seen anybody write feeling into a bill. But I've seen 70%, and America has seen 70% and higher taxes.
Yeah.
So that's the rate, the taxes, the upper rate when Reagan came into office that he knocked down to 28 and kicked off the world's longest and biggest economic boom in history.
Yeah.
So you know, she wasn't alive then, but nonetheless, she benefited economically from Reagan knocking down exactly the tax rate she would like to reinstate. Yeah. I will give her points for honesty on the 70% tax rate, though.
That's your, I mean, and she made no bones about that, right? Hey, Ken, before we let you go, we appreciate chatting with you, sir. The shutdown, how do you think things are going to end in that regard?
Well, slowly. You know, only the president has indicated a willingness to compromise. He has done it a couple of times, and some of his supporters have grumbled a bit. But on the other side, you've got Pelosi who's saying, no, not one penny to build the wall, even while we see these caravans. We've got a flood of illegal immigrants, including some with diseases like typhoid, not to mention criminals, terrorist ties, and so forth. The president's in the right position here. It's unfortunate it's come to a shutdown. I'd like to see bipartisan legislation that Congress doesn't get paid after September 30th if the government isn't funded.
Boom.
Not just shutdowns, just cut off their pay. Yeah, and I think it's actually got a shot of passing this year.
Yeah, and you know what? That's brilliant. And I said that and mentioned that and tweeted about that as well. It looks in Congress should not be paid. And what do you think about this? If the president declares a national emergency to use the military to build the wall, do you think
go ahead. I'm a little more, I certainly won't oppose it, but I'm a little more skeptical of that. And that opens the door to all sorts of different uses of the same sort of authority. And, you know, the Democrats can hardly complain after, you know, their president, partisanly speaking, was okay just using his phone and pen to do everything. Yeah. Well, you can hardly complain when the next president does exactly that, which I said to the high heavens while President Obama was there, is, look, you may like it now, but you ain't going to like it when it's not a president you voted for. So I'm certainly not going to feel sorry for the other side. But undoubtedly, I haven't looked at the specifics, but undoubtedly the legal authority exists for the president to do that. And look, the border is a security point. This is not law enforcement, even though we treat it like law enforcement quite a bit. Securing the border is a matter of national security, so he can legitimately make that claim, and it holds up. It's logical.
Yeah. Ken, what a great chat. Great chatting with you, man. Ken Cuccinelli, former
Joe,
attorney.
Always good to be with you.
You know, are there a lot of Italians in Virginia, Ken? Are there a lot of it? I don't. West Virginia, Joe
not
Manchin.
Not enough, Joe. Not enough.
enough.
If there were, I'd be governor.
Man, that was so close, and you could have won.
It was close. I joke with people that I swept the 4% Italian American vote in Virginia.
We could have put some people down. Can you call next time? I know a guy. We could maybe do something
that's
next
right,
time.
That's right. That's right. I know a guy. I'm very New Jersey.
Thank
you,
Ken.
Joe. Have a great day.
Okay, my friend Ken Cuccinelli, right there. Episcopo in the morning, 7:37, and we're going to talk to Thomas Mungier, the president of the New York State Troopers Police Benevolent Association, coming up. And Congressman Peter King will join us, Corey Lewandowski, and Dr. Sebastian Gorka as well. And you always at 877-970-2999. Joe on the radio with Frankie Five Burrows. Big Al right now with the headline news at 7:38 on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
26 degrees at 7:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York City officials demanding answers after Governor Cuomo halted a plan to shut down the L train. Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney says she has questions about how the new plan will go through. Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams argues that local leaders should not have been left in the dark. The subway was going to be shut down for over a year between Manhattan and Brooklyn for renovations, but Cuomo surprised people last week saying there was a way to avoid completely stopping service. New York City Council has vowed to hold hearings on the matter. The South Jersey High School wrestler forced by a ref to cut his dreadlocks in order to wrestle back on the mat. Buena Regional High School student-athlete Andrew Johnson returned to competition over the weekend, losing to a wrestler from Clayton Glassboro High School. A viral video of Johnson being forced to cut his dreadlocks before a match by referee Alan Maloney enraged people across the nation and in his hometown of Buena. Buena Regional High administrators say the school will no longer participate in matches that involve Maloney. In sports, NFL playoffs, Chargers over the Ravens 23-17. The Eagles beat the Bears 16-15. Nets win their third straight, this time against the Bulls 117-100. Rangers shut out by the Coyotes 5-0. The Golden Knights skated past the Devils 3-2. And as you heard on AM 970, The Answer yesterday, Seton Hall's seven-game win streak snapped. They lost to DePaul 75-74. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Brandy Scott's got the answer.
Good morning, Cross Bronx. That's crawling eastbound, heading toward Webster Ave. We've got a crash blocking a lane. You're inching by from underneath the apartments at the George. Still not moving much on the BQE. Making your way toward the Kosciuszko Bridge. We've got an accident just after the span. You're hitting the brakes there from Queens Boulevard. Whitestone Bridge, that's backed up, heading Queensbound. Heavy delays because the ramp to Northern Boulevard is shut down on the southbound side of the expressway. Last week's construction accident really making a mess of things this morning. 78 eastbound in better shape. Collision over by exit 56 and the locals just cleared out of the way. And at the Hudson River crossings, inbound at the George, upper level will cost you about 35, lower level 25 to 30. Inbound Lincoln and Holland, 25 minutes each. Alternate side in effect. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon, close to 35 for the high. Chance for some light showers later on tonight. Temps will dip into the low 30s. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Spring is just around the corner, so now is the time to get those home projects done so you can spend spring and summer being with your loved ones. Larry Elder here. Home Advisor makes it easy to find the right pros for any project. Seriously, whether it's a small project like fixing a leaky faucet or a big project like remodeling a kitchen, just go to homeadvisor.com and tell them about your project. In just seconds, you'll be matched with the best pros in the area for your exact job. And you can read verified customer reviews, compare prices, check availability, even book appointments online. And with their project cost guide, you can check what others paid for similar jobs in your area. So, no matter what home project you've been thinking about, painting, getting your gutters clean, even a big job like a new roof, Home Advisor makes it easy to find and hire the best pros in your area. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app to get started. I've used Home Advisor. It's prompt, it's fast, it's easy, and I'll use them again, and so should you. Homeadvisor.com or download the free app to get started. Homeadvisor.com. That's homeadvisor.com.
Losing business to online companies? Call us at Salem Surround. Digital marketing that surrounds potential customers with your message wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and prescribe solutions to dramatically increase your bottom line. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Coming up this Thursday is AM 970 The Answer's Employment Open House event at our Manhattan office and studio location right next to Trinity Church. This open house event is designed to introduce you to the type of employment opportunities that exist in broadcasting and meet some of the managers at the station. This Thursday's open house is free to attend, but you must call the AM 970 business office to register to be added to the guest list. Call 212-372-0097 extension 8 to sign up. That's 212-372-0097. 097 extension 8. See you Thursday.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Joe Piscopo on the radio, 743 with Frankie Morano. Frankie Five Boroughs is here. Big Al is in the house, and you at 877-970-2999. If you hold your calls, I promise you I'll go to the call board momentarily. We did want to clear these 50,000 watts for Thomas Mungier, president of the New York State Troopers Police Benevolent Association. Thomas, welcome to the show, my friend. How you doing this morning?
Good, Joe. It's always an honor to be on the show with you.
Man, we appreciate all that you're doing for the New York State Troopers. And what can you tell us about Keith Corlett, the new state police superintendent, sir?
Very good man. I've known him almost his whole career. I've known him for my whole career. Both served down in Troop F. I worked with him and for him, different capacities. And I'm looking forward to working with him as him being superintendent and me being the union president.
And why was the change made? Was this expected, Thomas?
Well, yeah, the governor from what I hear, wanted to go in a different direction. Superintendent George Beach was nothing but a great superintendent, and this is coming from the union president. A great guy, took the state police to new heights and what have you, but the governor decided to make a change. And listen, it's not unprecedented. I've got 26 years on. Since I've been a trooper, there's been 5 governors and 9 superintendents or acting superintendents. So it happens. So,
wow. And thank you for your service, by the way, Thomas. Really stellar.
I
mean, how many years, man? How many years?
Yeah, I'm in my 26th year. I've been in my 10th year as union president, but serving the people of New York State for almost 26 years now.
You know, just as an aside, you know, Colonel Callahan from New Jersey State Troopers is a friend, and they do such a great job, the New Jersey State Troopers, and certainly the men and women of New York State Police. It is just a tough job, man, because you don't realize. And see, with the Jersey guys, Thomas, I always think about they're on Route 95, and the northern section of Route 95, right by all those oil refineries, 16 lanes of highway, man. You take your life in your hands just getting out there on the road, yes?
No, absolutely. I just lost a member here not too long ago in the line of duty in a traffic-related accident. My people are on the thruway. They're down in New York City now.
Yep.
Plus, some of the remotest part of the state, my people are out there working by themselves, and their nearest backup is well over a half hour away. So, it's definitely a tough job. The men and women of New York State Police, as well as the New Jersey State Police, they go out with that uniform on every day and perform their duties that they are sworn to uphold.
Yeah. Now, the last time we spoke, Thomas, back in November, you told us about the state facing a shortage of troopers. Has there been anything done to rectify that?
Well, we got a class coming in here in a couple weeks, 250 troopers, and I've been asking the governor to put an additional 250 troopers on later this year. I'm anxiously awaiting his executive budget to come out to see if he has those numbers in there, and I will testify in front of the legislature within the next month and request those additional bodies. And we're pushing forward. I got an election, internal election going on right now, so I'm dealing with that also. So hopefully I'll be able to continue and push forward with our agenda that we've set.
Well, we appreciate the work you're doing, Tom. Hey, Thomas, what is your rank, too? I mean, I know you're the president. You're president of the union, but what was your rank within the
I am still a rank and file trooper. I came on this job loving what I did, patrolling, and I still am at that rank. And, to me,
love it.
It's the backbone of the state police, the rank and file trooper.
Yeah, well said. And over the weekend, before we let you go, we saw police officer Joseph Shinners killed in Utah, in Provo, Utah. When we see something like that, man, it really makes you appreciate how dangerous the job of a police officer is, doesn't it?
No, absolutely. Whenever the nation loses a police officer, it's a collective loss. It's not a local loss by any means, and we all mourn.
Yeah, it's so true. You know what, Thomas? We appreciate your service. Thank you so much for your service to the great state of New York. President of the New York State Troopers Police Benevolent Association, and you're welcome here anytime, man, and all our very best to the men and women of the New York State Police, sir.
And I appreciate your support for law enforcement. It really, truly means a lot. Thank you.
All right, Thomas. God bless. Godspeed, man. Be careful out there. Thank you, Mr. President. Thomas Mungier right there, president of the New York State Troopers Police Benevolent Association. Hey, you know, so in that regard, 748 with Joe on the radio, so much is going on. When you saw what happened down in Texas, and Ralph touched on it, I'm so glad when Ralph called and he touched on it, and that young gal was killed, that young gal, Jasmine Barnes, was killed. It was a horrific killing down there, where just someone came over, shot this family. Now, of course, then it turns into into a race situation, right? Yeah, I'm talking about this is down in Texas, and there was a family, and a mom was driving, and someone went over to the car for no reason and shot fires, and a 7-year-old Jasmine Barnes, beautiful young gal, was killed. Right? Remember that in Texas? And then they said, oh, it was a white guy. It was a white guy, and they made it a race. It turns out it wasn't a white guy, that it was indeed, it was a black individual. I don't know why we always have to draw a racial division. That is very confusing to me why that happened. And then Frankie Fibros, did you grab that audio from Sheila? So Sheila Jackson Lee is one of those, somebody made the joke. What if Ocasio-Cortez, if Maxine Waters and Sheila Jackson Lee were on Jeopardy together? That would be it could be a complete disaster, right? So when something good is said from one of these individuals who are always anti-Trump, always very negative, always accusatory, when they say something that was lucid by any regard, I like to be fair and play that. So I could have sworn Frankie Fibros. I heard Sheila Jackson Lee, representative down there in Texas, about this Jasmine Barnes killing, say something somewhat lucid.
Yeah, said she was asked if this is still a hate crime, even though the shooter wasn't necessarily white. This is what she said.
Nothing is irresponsible when it comes to the loss of a precious 7 or 8-year-old. And as many in the community did, they expressed that it seems to have the criteria of that, which is why I emphasize that the intensity of the community is no less because the perpetrator has been found to be something other than. But the idea of the question of race has been stated by Bishop Dixon and others that we should engage in that discussion because it would be the kind of thing that lends itself to thinking if this description came in however way from a frightened car full of young girls, baby girls, and their frightened mother.
Well, the fact of the matter is she was saying that there were no riots and no one reacted and everyone waited to see exactly what the outcome was. That's what she talked about. I appreciated that because even like Al just told the story, and we're going to go to a break, I know, guys, but about the Andrew Johnson from Buena Regional High School, the kid that had the dreadlocks cut. That was terrible what they did to the kid, in my opinion. Yet it worked out. The kid was strong. You know, I mean, the fact of the matter is I don't understand the racial divide and you can't always jump to that conclusion. No, because he was black. Oh, because he was white. Everybody's just got to stop like that. These are two terrible incidences, particularly in the Jasmine Barnes incident, where everybody was patient. They waited to see law enforcement play itself out. And please stop playing the race card because justice will be served. And you don't always have to be accusatory and play the race card. 751 with Joe on the radio. Just a little thing. I'm so sick of it. And don't forget, I come from the 60s, man. I talked to my boomer brothers and sisters. We went through the riots, man. We saw it all. Yet we prevailed and we're okay. And we are not racist. And there's no white privilege or any of the nonsense that they talk about. And so you want to just bring some law and order, some decency, and stop with calling names and using race as an issue just for votes. 752 with Joe on the radio. Brandi Scott is on the road. She's got traffic for you on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning, guys. We had an accident just picked up on the southbound side of the Harlem River Drive over by 177th Street, causing some delays still there. You're going to see slowdown starting from Fordham Road. Cross Bronx not moving much at all eastbound heading toward Webster Ave. That's because of an accident. At least one lane is out there. You're solid from underneath the apartments at the George. Doing a lot better on the BQE heading toward the Kosciusko Bridge. That hit just cleared out of the way. Still a little bit slow, though, approaching that area. Eastbound side a little bit heavy into that area as well. 46 in New Jersey. Eastbound, we've got a crash just before Route 3 by Valley Road. That's got you sluggish getting into Clifton. Another one, this is on the westbound side in Passaic by McLean Boulevard. 70 eastbound in Bedminster. You want to be careful on the ramp to 287. Very icy right now. You want to take it slow as you exit there. Hudson River crossings inbound at the George. Close to a half hour on both decks. Inbound Lincoln and Holland, 20 to 25 apiece. Alternate side in effect. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Walsh has started the new year
on fire.
Maybe it would be a hell of a lot easier if I just gracefully eased into this new year, but I ain't gonna do that. This is put up or shut up time when it comes to this wall. Either this country is gonna get serious about defending our borders or we're not, and it's coming down to now.
The Joe Walsh Radio Program, weeknights at 9, right before Eric Metaxas at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
It's a new year and a time for new resolutions, right? Well, I'm sure you've already made yours, going to the gym, spending more time with family, watching what you eat. But what about your family members? Is there someone you know that needs to make a resolution for an upgrade to a new career? Why not tell them about court reporting? It's a career with tremendous opportunity and flexibility. They can work in the court system, work in schools, they can even work from home. They can work as much or as little as they want, and their earning potential is fantastic. The National Court Reporters Association says there are 5,000 openings and not enough reporters to fill them. Well, the NCRA is offering this free program called A to Z, where participants are introduced to stenography and court reporting. Sessions are being hosted right here in New York City. Plaza College in Forest Hills, Queens is the only school in the city with a court reporting program. Call Plaza College at 718-509-6399. That's 718-509-6399, or visit plazacollege.edu to learn more and get started on a court reporting resolution.
I'm Lala Anthony. Acting can be hard, but over 1.5 million New Yorkers work for minimum wage, and that's really hard. That's why New York State is raising its minimum wage. Starting December 31st, just about everyone in New York City will make $15 an hour. See if you qualify at ny.gov/minimum wage. If you're not getting what you deserve, call 1-888-4-NYSDOL. Acting is make-believe. This $15 minimum wage is real. Sponsored by NYSDOL in cooperation with the NYSBA.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Hey, Joe Lumberg is our meteorologist from the Weather Answer Desk, 756. Joe Lumberg, good morning. How was your weekend, Joey?
Busy, worked a lot this weekend, but we're good. We're sliding right into work here on Monday.
Getting cold, man. Tell me you went on that bike with that wind blowing like that over the weekend.
I was out on the bike yesterday, but I, you know what I did? I did a one-way trip with the wind at my back, and then I had my wife pick me up at the end. It was great.
Oh, man. You know, you look at you. And your wife goes, okay?
Yeah,
she doesn't say,
okay,
like, oh, now I got to go pick you up. She goes and pick. I love that, Joey.
I have to do the heavy lifting today when I get home, put all the Christmas stuff up in the attic.
You got to do that yourself. Hey, so weather-wise, how's it looking this week, Joe, overall?
It's going to start cold today. We get mild tomorrow, then we trend colder for the rest of the week. And most of the week is dry. The only time period that we're worried about precip is later tonight, first thing tomorrow morning, and then again tomorrow night. That's later tonight. It's mostly rain in the city, but northern suburbs could see a little bit of ice for a time. But by morning, I think the temperatures are above freezing and we're in good shape.
All right, Joe. Oh, always great hearing your voice, Joe Lumberg. Keep us posted, my friends. Stay close, okay?
Will do. Will do.
Thank you, Joe Lumberg, right there. 757 with Joe on the radio. Congressman Peter King will join us coming up in the next hour. He represents Long Island, doing a great job. A true public servant, Congressman King is. He'll join us live on the air. Corey Lewandowski, former campaign manager for Donald J. Trump, author of the book Trump's Enemies, How the Deep State is Undermining the Presidency. We'll talk to Corey about government shutdown negotiations, about this wall, about the 2020 campaign. What's going on? Does Donald J. Trump stay in that campaign, or does he just go, look, I've had it, and walk away? Corey knows pretty well exactly what's going to happen, and he'll break it down for us. I'm very excited to tell you that Sebastian Gorka, Dr. Gorka, is now part of the Salem lineup right here on AM 970 The Answer. I think that is just so awesome. He's a Fox News national security strategist, author of the book, Dr. Gorka, is Why We Fight. and the host of America First, which is heard every afternoon, 3 p.m. right here on AM 970 The Answer, in the 9 o'clock hour, live with Joe Piscopo, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. A lot to get into, and we ain't going down. We're going to stay strong. We're going to believe in this country, and we're going to, it's onward and forward, as my old man used to say. Five Boroughs is in the house. Big Al, we're trying to give some personal advice to Al. You know, he has a lot of platonic friends, and I think it just leads to a dangerous situation. We'll get into it when we come back. Oh, can't make it up. 7:58 with Joe on the radio, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.